in the beginning of who you are, there came forth an idea of the manifestation of you yourself. And you yourself is composed of two very important and interdependent elements, your personality and your body. Now, you've given a name, or someone gave you a name, and you've used it, you've continued to use it. So you have a name, a personality, and a body. But at the center of all of this really is the body. And the body is the device that you are using. And the device that you are using is perfect. So that is what we invite you to consider through this series of seven daily conversations. The perfection of your body. Your body is perfect right here and right now as it is. We invite you to spend some time reveling and basking in the body that you have. And we invite you to spend some time noticing that this perfect, powerful body, as it is the right shape, is the right form, is the right place, in the right time, in the right way, in terms of what everyone generally considers your health. So the perfection, your perfection, your perfect body, this body that you have right now is already established as being perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. You came forth into this body with the personality that is integral to it. In other words, you have the body, you must have the personality, because the personality is how you define yourself. Physical reality is a narrowing of ideas. You're bringing things forth into exquisite shape and exquisite form. And one of the more exquisite parts of physical reality is the one that all the rest of it hangs on, your body and the personality that comes along with it. So not only is your body perfect, but your personality, your sense of self, your self-expression is perfect as well. So we're not really inviting you to come into this conversation and figure out what's gone wrong. We're inviting you to revel and bask in the perfection of what you have. Your perfect body is established. You may have preferences that do not match what you think you see in the mirror, or what you think you can see when you lean over and look at the rest of your body, when you stick out your fingers and toes, your arms and your legs. It may be that you have decided this is not the right body, but this is in fact the right body. You bless your body when you say, you are right, you are perfect, you are beautiful as you are, because it is. And you do not bless your body when you say, well, there really needs to be more work done here. Your body is exactly right, and exactly in the right state, in the right way, at the right time, right now. We want to be very clear that we are not saying that it is an achievable state. We are saying that this is an extant state. Right here and right now, you are in the perfect body, in the perfect way, and all is well. We recommend that you let yourself see this and know that it is true. So this is the introduction to this very delicious series that is all about your perfect body. Your body is perfect as it is right here and right now. Everything in every place and every time is happening for you. This is just the beginning. This is not the end. This is not a temporary way station. This is the beginning. Your perfect body is perfect as it is right now. And as good as it is, as powerful as it is, and as delicious as it is, it's only going to be getting better and better and better from here. So we invite you to join with us in the reveling, in the basking of the perfection of your body. We also invite you to bring your questions to the table where you are saying to yourself, this is not perfect. I don't know what you ghosts are talking about, but this is not perfect. This can't be perfect. And here are the 372 reasons why. Bring these things to the table. We invite you to decide that you can, in fact, have what it is that you're wanting, and that you do, in fact, have it already. And the fastest way to do that when it comes to the question, the topic of your body, is to go ahead and say, it can't be perfect, and here's why. And let us tell you what we see in all of that. We won't be correcting you, because you're not wrong. But we will be reminding you of the perfection of what you have, which is already in play right here and right now. And we look forward with great delight to these interactions, knowing that as good as all of this has been up to this moment, that as we move into this topic and into this conversation and into these delicious questions and answers with you, that all of this, the entirety of what we are doing here, in all of the magnificent ways that all of this has come forth through all of the interactions we've had with each and every one of you, that all of this is only going to be getting better and better and better from here.